I'm John Branion, and this is the number two devotional in America. Welcome to the Daily Deuce. But we ought always to thank God for you, brothers, loved by the Lord, because from the beginning God chose you to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. He called you to this through our gospel, that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter. 2 Thessalonians 2:13. A few years back, there was a tragic story in the headlines about a couple in Canada who starved their diabetic son to death. It's an inexcusable crime, to be sure. It's an absolute tragedy. And it's absolute confirmation that Canadians are despicably evil. Right? I mean, this took place in Calgary. Calgary is in Canada. Therefore, Canadians are evil criminals. Now, there's a flaw in this logic, of course. I'm writing this in case somebody gets the idea to write a similar post condemning Christianity. Nobody would be that stupid, John. Yeah, maybe not. But just in case one of the bloggers I follow alerts me to activity on a blog I no longer read, just in case, the line from the news story is this. The day that Alexandru died, the family went to church and said that the boy had died, but that God had resurrected him. Now, it's possible that there's some nitwit, bigoted, moronic blogger out there who might say, Christians, please, I beg of you, don't take the Bible at its word. I know. The stupidity of this thinking is on par with reasoning that you should starve a child. New Testament Christianity offers no basis for harming anyone. Jesus said it would be better that you not be born than to lead a child astray. But just in case there exists somebody with a blog and the reasoning skills of an ice tray, I'm writing this article. Because if the line in the newspaper had said, the day that Alexandru died, the family went to Walmart and said that the boy had died, but that the prime minister had resurrected him, would it make sense to write a post about the dangers of retail and government? Christian parents, I beg of you, don't shop at Walmart or vote for prime ministers. Again, it's unlikely that anyone is stupid enough to link Christianity with the behavior of this deranged couple. But just in case, here it is.